let's say, with the tactics that are being used on whistleblowers, it is so despicable, you know, like a bunch of vultures. And they want most of the public to join in into this vulture feeding frenzy. And at the forefront, we see most of the mainstream controlled media. But Dr. Cully wasn't the isn't the only one. There was Dr. Wakefield. They tried to destroy, and Alex basically has summed it up. There are so many people who have been, you know, standing out and trying to blow the whistle and warn their fellow men, and they have been finished up, or the corrupt establishment, medical establishment, judicial establishment, law enforcement establishment. They have tried to basically, they ganged up on them. Basically, teamwork by corrupt entities in the government, in government control. This is exactly the same situation as there was towards the last final episodes of the communist system in the Soviet Union. They wanted to show to the outside world that they still had the human face, and it was not any more acceptable in the world, in the view of the rest of the world, of putting people into gulags and putting them in their concentration camps, you know. So they wanted to say, oh, anybody who does not agree with our benevolent system, there must be something wrong in their head. And that's where the psychiatric horse for hire step in. And especially in North America, who are most of the psychiatrists who do those dirty jobs, they come from third world countries, and they are glad that they have escaped their hellholes, you know, in those third world countries, like in Southeast Asia, Pakistan, in Bangladesh, and in Africa, Nigeria, you know, and I'm not saying it lightly, you know, and they just click their heels and say, yes, master. Yes, master, because the life they have here is far superior than what they had in the hellholes they came from. So they become obedient servants.
Okay, and while I have both of you on the line, I'm going to try to bring in Christina England from the UK and, who's the other one here? Sally Elkerty. She's always been like a very close friend of Dr. Cully, so I hope to have those two joining me as well.
And, and as I say, it is high time that the rest of the sleeping sheep finally wake up and realize that they are being herded in by a bunch of wolves. And when people become aware about the population reduction agenda by those by this international wolf pack, you know, what they have clearly stated in the Georgia Guidestone, where they don't want the population, human population on this planet, to exceed 500 million. But what happened to the rest, you know, of at least 6.5 billion people? They have to be phased out by hook and by crook, and that's where all those different where the drug companies come in and the medical horse for hire, and through vaccination and what Dr. Cully did, it threw some monkey wrenches into their agenda. And what the other people who gained a profile, especially through the internet, who blew the whistle on, or through publications, you know, medical experts, who could not get along anymore with this clandestine mass murder, you know, an incapacitation of a big number of humanity through the medical system and through the pharmaceutical industry. And, I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, and that's not very uncommon when we're trying to do radio and talk about something so complex, but it's not just a natural occurrence. Very often, while we're talking, you'll notice you don't have access to your memories. Your mentition is changed. You don't know anything you used to know. It's all gone somehow, and you're in a fog. You're trying to articulate something. Well, that would be the covert use of advanced withheld and weaponized behavioral sciences, social and population control and reduction behavioral sciences techniques and technologies currently being employed for political control. And Werner and I have endured this. Werner has also been incarcerated in a psych ward, trying to say he's got a delusion of conspiracy, and they cooked up all kinds of propaganda to smear him when his cattle were being mutilated and experimented on with advanced technology on his farm there in Petit Kodiak, New Brunswick. He endured all this since 1975. He's been fighting the good fight for humanity and for the lot of us, and has endured almost well, he's nearly dead all the time. I talk to him every day. He's always being incapacitated. They're using advanced withheld and weaponized behavioral sciences techniques and technologies to do this, which are transmitted through the grid, the technotronic grid, and also possibly a military element there in Petit Kodiak, New Brunswick. And what happens is they typically try to mind wipe and/or mind control people by paralyzing their cortex, frontal, cerebral, and temporal lobes with microwaves, and then sliding over a template of behavior. There is a system of systems of self-regulating software, which means it writes its own software, hooked up to a quantum supercomputer, the web, the net, social networking as a facilitation tool for artificial intelligence, and the technotronic grid. Its infrastructure and peripheral infrastructure and technologies, which is all being used right now to create a synthetic reality by controlling human behavior. This is well documented and floating around on the net, the web, and social networking, which is, as defined, a Masonic mockery of us all and a trap to bring us up to speed to the new world order gradually, like a frog in a pot, to suit their purposes. The world's leading criminal, terrorist, tyrannical, and genocidal organization, perched like gargoyles and vultures and vampires and parasites atop the global social pyramid at the highest positions of advantage, maintaining advantages of us over all of us, which in many cases not only span generations but centuries. It's the same bloodlines that ruled over us in ancient Egypt and Ethiopia, going back through Queen Elizabeth, William of Orange, etc. And it's been ongoing. There's a reason for that. They withhold information. They keep the growing pool of knowledge, science, technology, and as they're exponential in growth, we couldn't be any more screwed. Dr. Carley has recognized that and done everything she could to endure this and continue to report on expose this corruption, as has Werner and I and others. And every organization I've tried to form, being the Canadian American Coalitions of the Walking Wounded and the Brutal Truth Movement worldwide, these technologies and techniques were employed to literally choke us out, to silence us, to choke us out using mycoplasma pneumonia or advanced biological warfare, which is multiplied
Yes.
with technotronic frequencies to a near fatal or fatal level. So just choke us out. And to incapacitate us using our pre-existent pathology so it looks legitimate, and to incarcerate people in psych wards like my co-founder in the Canadian and American Coalition of the Walking Wounded, Bruce, who I won't mention his last name out of respect because I haven't asked him. He was incarcerated in a psych ward and force-injected, put on 11 psychotropic substances, or I think it might have been 9, so let's just say 9 so we're not exaggerating. We should never do that. He was on 500 milligrams of Seroquel, for instance, force injected, tied down, and force injected and destroyed mentally. this is an effort to silence us. Our co-founder in the American Coalition of the Walking Wounded and Dr. Carley and Werner and I's friend, Marianne Hennen, was actually assassinated on Werner's farm on July the 2nd, 2010, with electronic warfare and or some form of gas which was created with directed energy weapons.
Alex, this is well documented it when I first was investigating the death of many of my animals, and I was being misled and blatantly lied to by the veterinarians. So I started investigating it on my own, and I have a background as a farmer, and I attended agriculture college and business college. And I didn't buy the crap, I was getting by the so-called expert. So I started doing autopsies and the documentation. In 2011, there is a YouTube being posted, it's called Farmer's Ordeal. And what I documented and investigated and proved was what was being used to kill the animals. And then I looked around what happened to the neighbors. You know, what was their cause of disability and of death? There's a whole cluster around this area. And it can be related back to the very same technology that was being used to kill my stock.
Hey, Warner, Warner.
Has nothing to do with aliens, where the mainstream media tried to discredit me and cover up those massive crimes that have been going on all over North America, and not just only in North America, but in most of the civilized countries. And many of the people who think, you know, oh, we get out of the United States, we come to Canada, think again. Canada is worse than you experience it in the States. Just only it is a lot more, well more hidden, you know, like the British Empire has been doomed.
They're using reporters and military officers to disinform people at the highest levels of the media and put out disinformation. And these people have a profound sense of duty to the crown, as do the judges, lawyers, RCMP, etc. And they all firmly believe in what they're doing because they've been self-entitled, brainwashed, indoctrinated, entrained, programmed, manipulated, vocationally compartmentalized, mind-controlled, and also blackmailed and terrorized through a system where they're made dirty and then they have dirt on them and they can expose them. The sorts of things nobody would ever want said about them. And then they're going to do whatever they're supposed to do to play their vocational role in this agenda. So please carry on, Warner. Yeah.
Hey, Warner. Warner and Alex, I just want to let you know I have another caller on the line from Wisconsin. She don't want to be identified. She's very low profile, but she's sort of been like my support mechanism in trying to help figure things out. And
please no.
Go ahead.
Well, the person's on, but I thought that's why they called me, because they wanted to come on.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. You know.
I'm listening. This is not one of my fields of expertise, if I might just listen to you gentlemen. I am learning quite a bit. I'm taking notes. I appreciate
Okay.
Thank you, Sheldon.
Yeah, just do me a favor, caller. You see that little blue microphone there? Just click it so we're not hearing you breathing in that in the background. You see the blue circle with a microphone?
We want her breathing, but we just don't want her.
Yeah. You see that, listener, caller? I think
she actually sounds decent, so.
Yeah. I thought she wanted to come on and talk, but she just wants to hear what we're talking about. Oh, well. Go ahead, Warner.
That's fine. Yeah.
Go ahead, Warner.
Sheldon, let the lady talk, you know.
No, she doesn't want to, Warner. She's just listening, and she doesn't feel she has something to contribute, so let her sit there and listen. Let's go.
Right.
But, precious moments are fleeting. So let's focus on trying to generate support for our friend Dr. Carley, who is a friend of humanity, not just us, but has sacrificed so much for everybody while they sit back and enjoy the comforts of their own homes, which she doesn't even have anymore.
Yeah,
she lost her house. Her pets are locked up somewhere. her closest beings that she trusted and loved and had and fed and looked after, and they gave her what little comfort she got while she lived through hell.
Yeah, I did.
Are nowhere. And she doesn't know where they are. She's probably sitting there being traumatized. She's being tortured. She has been for 18 years. Now, if we're sitting back, letting that happen to this person, we deserve what we get. This is the problem. People will let people go ahead and carry the torch and hot and heavy torch as high and as far as they can, and they'll all sit back and cheer on, and as long as they're not going to become scathed themselves, you see, as long as they don't have to lose any skin. Well, I've pledged a vow to Dr. Carly to go down with her, and that's Alex, exactly what I'm prepared to do.
Alex, for most of the people, it's another form of entertainment. But
yes.
Here I have to put out the message to the so-called born-again Christian and the so-called Christian Zionist community. You know, all it takes for evil to succeed is for good people to do nothing. And when good people do nothing, then they are not good people anymore. You know, put that in your pipe and smoke it and wake up.
Yeah, they'd be complicit at that point. If you know of corruption, you have a moral and legal obligation to report corruption. We're not just talking about something as small as a drug deal or a theft or a murder. We're talking about genocide, tyranny, atrocities, war crimes, crimes against humanity on a global scale that are going to affect us not just for generations, but possibly become these inbred sociopathic parasites perched atop the highest levels of the global social pyramid will become our human legacy here on Earth and in the multiverse and omniverse at large. This isn't small potatoes. We have a moral, spiritual, and legal obligation, if not to humanity, then to our children, our future, to stand up and fight back. And I'm speaking directly to the men in the world right now who have been demasculated through social programming and engineering. And it's very obvious what I'm talking about. Real men are people that would stand up and protect their women, children, elderly, and infirm, clan, country folk, Mother Earth, or creatures and ecosystems. It's a no-brainer. If one child was crawling across a road and was about to be hit by a transport truck, a toddler, let's say, I would throw myself in front of that truck if I could toss the child to safety. We're talking about billions of people, billions of children, endlessly enslaved by the world's worst people. It's a no-brainer. If you're not doing this, you're a coward. You're a useless human being.
Alex, and so many of those so-called heroes, military heroes, you know, is that heroism what they're doing all around the world, where they've killed millions of people, of innocent civilians? You know,
under the guise of freedom and democracy, which is an illusion, it's a charade to hide the master slave society. So they're being manipulated. Everything's reversed. Let's never forget the Masonic creed. Up is down, left is right, good is bad, and black is white. If you ever wondered why everything doesn't make sense and is completely backward, it's because they made it that way so it would be so complex and so hard to figure out that nobody ever could. And those that are intelligent enough to figure it out and see through that, they got plenty of time to see you coming, particularly as you're doing it right on the web, the net, their military program. If you were a global military general, would you not want to see where your resistance is? This is a no-brainer. So they're using us against ourselves. They're regulating the flow of information from popular radio show hosts and activists, quote-unquote, popular. And there's only one reason they're popular and they get to this level. They're not suffering what Dr. Carly, you and I have been subject to. They're being accelerated or throttled while we're being choked out. It's a behavioral science and technique exploiting their most fundamental human instincts, which is that we're tribal, to belong to a herd, to be popular in the in crowd. Nobody wants to stand up with the person that's being shunned, the medical heretic in this case. And you certainly don't want to be subject to these dire consequences. So everybody will just cringe and shrink down and try and keep paying their mortgage or their rent or keep their lifestyle the same and protect their family. I've lost my entire family doing this. I've lost everything I ever worked for or owned, and yet I continued to stay in harm's way to deliberately report on and expose this from an intimate perspective. Dr. Carly is my doctor, and she's been furious with me because I repetitively...
Oh, my God, I just screwed it up again.
Completely understands why. And in radio shows we've talked about this. And what she's trying to do is show people that we're dead already. We may as well stand up and fight back. If people think that we're going to be able to do anything about something so vast that it encompasses the global military in its entirety and all of the ordnance on the planet, and if they don't wrap their minds around the fact they're using these technological advantages and scientific advantages, the complete control of information and technology, all managed and weaponized through the global management structure, the Masonic order, the religious and political ideology, which is Zionism, which is one of the most weaponized on Earth. They all are. That's not hate speech. They're all weaponized, for Christ's sake. How many people were killed in the name of God or religion? Who can usurp and claim an entitlement and a direct affinity to God or descendancy from God to justify ruling over and destroying everybody in their insatiable quest for more? The world's leading criminal, terrorist, tyrannical, and genocidal organization, that's who. And they're the only people, of course, and coincidentally, that it's illegal to talk about.
Hey, Alex.
So I'll pick up that torch where Dr. Carly was, and hopefully we can inspire others to get up and stand up and fight back and protect people that do. Otherwise, those people that don't deserve what they've got coming. And I'm not being callous about that. Jack McClam had a favorite saying, and it included the fact that let's forget you were ever our countrymen. It's beautiful. It describes the fact that just go home, may your chains and burdens be light on your shoulders, but please let us forget you were ever our countrymen. Another fallen hero.
Hey,
a
real
law enforcement officer and man that stood up.
He definitely was.
Yeah.
Alex, we got Gary Catan in Ecuador on. I think he's on. Are you there, Gary?
Yeah, actually, it's Greg Caton. But
Greg.
I know a little bit about this. I have just one nephew, and my nephew is a stage four autism, and he was born perfectly normal, and he acquired autism after a series of vaccinations when he was about 18 months old. So I called Rebecca to talk about it, and she had serious doubts about the case, because by the time that I got a hold of Rebecca, this kid was already, you know, 20 years old or whatever. He's now 24 years old, and doesn't look like there's any chance he's ever going to improve. But anyways, that was my connection to her, because of the fact that she was becoming quite well known in this area. But I know all about the corruption of the system. You know, I went to federal prison twice. That's why I'm in South America, finding a cancer cure. You know, it's the reason you put my name into Google and you get 350,000 fucking pages. You know, I reached a point where I realized that it was dangerous. If you do any kind of really good work for humanity in the United States and you stay in the United States, you're either naive or you're ignorant, one or the other, because it's just too damn dangerous there. If you knew how many expats are down here in South America, who inventors, scientists, researchers, who are here because they fear to be in the U.S. because it's become so dangerous to be there if you are doing any kind of really, if you're not working for the Archons or you're not in some kind of inner sanctum of some Luciferian group. It's just fucking crazy. So I feel bad. On the one hand, I feel bad for what Rebecca's going through. But on the other hand, I could have told you a couple of years ago this was a predictable outcome. I mean, maybe not the part of her, you know, starting to lose her mind, so to speak. But certainly the fact that they would be relentlessly making her life a living hell. That part, completely predictable.
And Greg, you have some kind of connection or friendship with the former astronaut Brian O'Leary down there, and who was the other one you told me about?
I did. I got rid of his cancer, and I think that he told me. Well, I was so close to Dr. Brian O'Leary, when I went down there to stay at Vilcabamba, I stayed at his place because he's got a hotel there, Montesueños. We spent many hours talking in his living room, and he told me about an assassination attempt that was made against him. When you get to that level of high profile, when you start talking about things like free energy and some of the other issues that he talked about, the importance of revealing what NASA knows about the various extraterrestrial organizations with which the U.S. government has been in communications, he knew all this stuff. He had a very private conversation with Carl Sagan. And basically, Carl Sagan told Dr. Brian O'Leary, "Are you crazy? We can't let the people know what the hell's going on. You would disrupt all of this order that's been established in the area of religion. And basically, we can't control the masses if they were to know what the government knows about the 50 some odd different ET groups that the U.S. government has contracts with." He talked about all of this quite openly, and he told me that he was. This is how open and honest Brian was. He says, "So I'm in my bathroom and I'm taking a shit, and all of a sudden, I have to grab my chest and I fall over from the toilet." I said, "Well, what happened to you?" He says, "They hit me with a Venus shooter." And so I'm like, "What's a Venus shooter?" He says, "Well, something that the alphabet agencies use. It can do something in heart attack. It looks like a bazooka. It works within 300 meters. And if they fire this at you, it completely induces a heart attack." And I said, "Well, why didn't you think you died from it?" He says, "Well, because they were shooting through the wall and they probably just missed." But after I got illegally kidnapped after they did an extraordinary rendition on me and had me kidnapped in 2009, and it took me 21 months to get back to Ecuador after they did that, he got something so rare I've actually never seen it before. He got a form of cancer of the duodenum. After I'd already cleaned him up and gotten rid of his cancer, and I was in prison. There was no way that I could help him. And it was so bad, he couldn't even take any of the systemics that I actually told him to take because it was so painful. And he went down quick. And so I think that they decided that they were going to use another method to get rid of him since they didn't get rid of him with the Venus shooter. All very sad. And we have a lot of mutual friends here that kind of were eyewitnesses to all of this, and we all think they took him out. And it's because Brian O'Leary just didn't shut up. He just kept going to conferences. He talked about the importance of, zero-point energy, the fact that he knew that it was available. He'd seen it. He was aware of it. And we're never going to be able to regenerate the Earth unless we get beyond the certain models, economic models we've created in the petrochemical areas and so forth. And they took him out. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, and this is how I met Greg, by the way. Me and him were a former friend of Lee Bracker's, a very intelligent researcher friend of mine here in Tucson. Go ahead, Greg.
I just unplugged the phone. Yeah, the phone is on.
And we suspected initially that he may have been victimized by the Venus shooter technology, but the toxicology report finally came out, and it was disclosed. I haven't told you this yet, Greg, but he did have hardening of the arteries by his heart and cirrhosis of the liver.
Yeah, do you think, and that had to do with his in connection with his alcoholism?
Yeah, probably. Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, then. Yeah, 53 years old. My God.
Right.
Okay, so let's focus on that. Why don't we talk about how they're using technology to cause diseases in people like Hugo Chavez? Since you're down in South America, he was given cancer, like Dr. Rauni Leena Lukkonen Kilda was, former Surgeon General of Lapland, Northern Finland. She was a good whistleblower as well, exposing esoteric things that were pursued aggressively by the military, yet poo-pooed by academia. What's with that? Spending trillions of dollars on something that's not worth looking at. Right. So they're using advanced, withheld, and weaponized information and hoarding information about free energy, like you just said. The assassinations and confiscations of people's intellectual property, the assassination of the inventors that have produced this stuff, is categorical and systematic. Even people that report on it, like Dominique Radwanski, who was eliminated at the beginning of this year, and Dr. Rowney Lane and Lucan and Kilda was assassinated February 6th. She succumbed to cancer. Well, we were reporting that she was being irradiated in her bed nonstop. It felt like there's a motor running in her legs. There was a vibration in her body. You could detect it if you lean against your brachial, your arm bone, and you lie there with your ear. You can actually hear a vibrating going on. You can feel frequency. You can hear it vibrating like super high, ultra high, and very high frequencies in your ears that correspond with when you turn the lights off, bedtime behavior. Smart meter alerts the system, you're going to bed, or it just starts at a certain time. It always escalates in direct correspondence to our activism. The guy that invented the car that drove 100 miles on 1 gallon of water made a deal with the U.S. military and signed over his intellectual property and died the next morning. He told his brother, they killed me. They're doing it.
Now, Alex?
Dominique Radwanski had reported on free energy, Ralph Ring and John Hutchison, etc. She'd done a documentary. She was a beautiful actress from Toronto, Canada. And you can Google her and you'll see who she is. And then there's this weird report where she just sort of walks down a road and disappears, and it's allegedly a suicide. Never heard from again. It happened when she was in my Brutal Truth movement. She was incarcerated in the psych ward, medicated, and destroyed. That's the focus of this show, right?
Alex, we shall not give up what they had put over on me in order to cover up this technology, that simple technology with lasers and masers in the mid-70s and early 70s. It was done here in New Brunswick in order to force some farmers out of business and to get them out of the way. Some of it can be traced back to a criminal element, like within the Junior Chamber of Commerce and so, where some rogue elements tried to pull their own stunt, and then the system behind had to cover it up. And a lot of it, what we have been investigating here, with the directional microwave energy that's all around here. You know, we have a microwave detector. And when we point it in certain directions towards the cell phone tower, there it goes into the upper red scale, where it shows the dangerous high level of microwaves. But then I found out something else over the years. They have all around here in this rural area at strategic points, you know, that overlook a part of the road or focus on certain people that are targeted. They have on top of trees, tall spruce trees or fir trees, they have relays from where they can focus different type of directed energy, from microwaves to lasers and so. And I've seen it. I've been.
Oh my God! I just lost everybody. Oh my God! I don't believe that.